Introduction. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. John chapter 1, verse 16. Advent is about anticipation. As Christians approach the Christmas holiday, we use the preceding weeks to slow down and profoundly meditate on the staggering reality of the incarnation of the Son of God to deepen our sense of expectation and wonder, a sense undoubtedly felt by those who anticipated the Messiah's first coming. Participating in the Advent season is how we put ourselves, as it were, in their shoes. It is for this reason that churches observe traditional Advent liturgies, pastors preach Advent sermon series, families use Advent calendars or wreaths, and Christians read Advent devotional books like this one. All of this observance helps us focus more devotedly on, and please forgive the cliché, the reason for the season. But I will admit that when I was a child, though I was raised in a faithful, Christ-following, church-going family who even lit candles in an Advent wreath a few years in a row, my fleshly little heart was focused more on anticipating the gifts under the tree on Christmas Day than the miracle of the Word putting on flesh. And to be honest, I still struggle with a misdirected focus at Christmas time. I don't think I yearn inordinately for presents like when I was a child, but I still suffer from a childish impatience, an immature inability to be still, go slow, and embrace anticipation. I think a lot of other people share this struggle too, if our drive-through, self-serve, express lane kind of culture is any indication. But impatience and hurry sickness and the inability to focus are not new phenomena. I suppose this is how those nifty Advent calendars came about. Do you know the ones I mean? Sometimes they are made of flimsy paper or cardboard, but sometimes nicer ones are made of wood or some other sturdy material, and they usually feature 24 little doors, one for each day of Advent. And behind each little door is a little treat, a little gift. Sometimes the gift is a chocolate or other candy. Sometimes it's a little toy or charm. The idea is that 24 little gifts spread out over the days of Advent can arrest one's attention and even build the sense of expectation for the bigger celebration on Christmas Day. I recently saw one jokester on Twitter say that Advent calendars help children microdose Christmas. There's some truth to that, though. The daily gifts of a thoughtful Advent calendar can help us more fully absorb the resonance of this season, besieged as it is with all the festive bells and whistles that never seem to deliver on their promise of enchantment, and more fully enjoy the central gift of Christmas, Jesus the King himself. And this is the purpose of the collection of devotional readings you're listening to right now. I want us to think of them like an Advent calendar. Every day, we will open up a little door to rediscover one of the myriad gifts Christians receive through the coming of Christ and belief in his gospel. In John's gospel, the apostle tells us that from the fullness of Christ flows grace upon grace. Chapter 1, verse 16. Jesus is indeed an unceasing fountain of grace for those united to him by faith. So day by day, we will consider one amazing grace after another. To be clear, though, unlike the tiny treats or trinkets in an Advent calendar, none of these gifts of grace are even by themselves little. The treasure trove of Christ's gospel is a lot like a Narnian wardrobe. It looks small enough on the outside, perhaps even simple or manageable. But once you walk through it, you discover an entire parallel universe of wonder and glory. The whole gospel of grace is like that, and each dimension of its glory is like that too. I have heard it said that the gospel is a pool shallow enough for a child to play in, and at the same time, deep enough to drown an elephant. But the bigness of each daily gift of grace that we examine will be building to something bigger still. And my prayer for you is that examining the diamond of the gospel facet by facet for the next 24 days will find you on day 25 more awestruck and joy-filled about the glory of Christ our Lord. It is only by beholding Christ's glory, in fact, that we can be made like him. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.